Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex with customer service. Returning a call back to this number. Can I speak to the person who requested the call?
That would be me.
How can I help you today?
Yes, there was a charge made to my account that was not made by me.
All right, can I have the zip code to better assist you, please?
30907.
30907, correct.
Mm-hmm.
And your first and last name?
Dale Davis.
Okay. One moment, please. I'm sorry, what was the charge for?
$67 and for 69, 67, I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
It was on the 5th, I believe. Hold on and I'll tell you.
All right, yes, sir. And spell your first and last name for me, please, in the meantime.
Dale, D-A-L-E, Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Thank you.
It says it went cleared on November 8th.
Yes, sir. So I did finally find your account. I'm just waiting on the transactions to load. In the meantime, can you verify that email for me, please?
DavisDale357@gmail.com.
Okay, so it wouldn't be under another email?
I don't know, because that's the only email I have.
Okay. Just want to confirm your address.
What email do you have?
I'm sorry?
I said, what email address do you have?
One second. We have the justgoing55@Yahoo, the Yahoo email address.
No, that is not me.
Okay. Give me one second. So you didn't make the purchase on 1110 for $5.74? Because that's the only thing that we charged you.
Okay, well, it shows under my account that I was charged a total of $67.
That's not from us, sir. The only thing that we charged you was the $5.74, but the email you provided me doesn't match what we have. You know, you said it's not yours, so I would need to get you transferred over to the fraud department in regards to that, but we never charged you $67 anything. We only charged you $5.74.
Because I don't never... What product do y'all have?
What you signed up for was a sweepstakes for a chance to win our toolbox at the price of $5.74.
No.
Okay. So, yes, sir. Give me one second. I'm going to get this canceled for you, and I'll get you transferred over to our fraud department, and they can see about getting that $5.74 back for you, okay?
Okay. Well, what do I do about the rest of it?
Well, regarding that, sir, you would have to call a different number. We, as I said, we never charged you that price, so that wasn't us. So I'm not sure what company that is. Because we never charged you any charge of 67 anything.
Okay, are y'all New Age Electronics?
I'm sorry, come again? Your phone went out a little bit.
Are y'all New Age Electronics?
You said New Age Electronics? Is that what the company name
yes.
is? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
I know, so we're the true products for less. The sweepstakes entry, which is that you paid the $574 for.
Okay, well, that's the number that it gives. Okay. That's weird because that's the number that it gives me for y'all.
Well, yes, sir, again, we didn't charge you any price of 67 anything, so that's a different company. But I am working on getting that cancellation number for you so I can get you transferred, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. I'm sorry. My system was moving slow, but I did get the account canceled, so now I'm about to get you transferred over to the fraud department, okay?
All right.
All righty. One moment, please.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Is your y'all's phone number, customer service number, 833-246-5406?
No, sir. It's the 5407.
That's weird.
Yes, sir. So I'm about to go ahead and get things transferred. Do you have any other questions before?
No, ma'am.
Alrighty, one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.